IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Hello everyone, this is Viewpoints. I am Atal from IRIB English Radio. With me in the studio, I have two guest speakers, Sister Zainab and Shaykh Hussein Latifi. Sister Zainab, welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam, brother.
Oh, I forgot. Say salam, salam alaikum to you. And salam alaikum, Shaykh Hussein. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Great to be here.
All right. On February 28th, 2026, the leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, was assassinated while working in his workplace, very much close to his residential area. He got martyred alongside with the high-ranking officials, military commanders, and his family members. It was a targeted assassination done by the Zaya American forces against Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, in compensation, is Islamic Republic of Iran both nationally and religiously allowed to compensate for the blood of its leader or not by targeting the main causes? I mean, maybe it could be a government officials, maybe it could be the president of the U.S. or the prime minister of Israel by attacking them and assassinating them. Sheikh Latifi, let's get first to the fiqhi aspect, okay, the jurisprudential one. Does the religion of Islam let us go and do targeted assassination based on Islamic law or not?
Well, actually, there are different titles in jurisprudence for this. One of them is retaliation, talafi. So the other one is qisas, which is the revenge for the blood of a person.
Yeah.
And another is to neutralize the source of threat. Okay, so there's this thing that as long as there is the source of threat is there, you can actually, you don't need to get to qisas or retaliation.
All right.
You can actually act upon the principle of neutralizing the source of وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً. So even the revenge discussion comes when everything is finished.
All right.
Now they have even expressed regret or whatever, and you know that there is no threat coming them to the next leader.
All right.
And then we discuss whether we can just go back and revive that revenge thing or not. But now, the situation that we are having is not even at the level of revenge. We are at the level of constant threat to the next leader, to next. So neutralizing the threat is something that is both accepted by international law. And this is a threat against us. And not just us, at different levels. Like as it was in the first statement by the new leader, it said that we have different cases for revenge, and we not mix them together. Like have a case for the children of Minab, each and every one of them, and this is the most serious for one, for us.
And based on international law, you can go and sue, for example, the people.
Yes, and you know these.
But some people, Sheikh, believe me, say that they don't work.
They don't work.
Based on what law a leader must be assassinated?
The international law that can allow the assassination of our leader and will not allow us to take the revenge. This is not an international law. The international law that is only working for opening the Strait of Hormuz and does not working when protecting a leader is not an international law. So in his statement, it was there are different cases for retaliation, and this is not something emotional. This is something strategic.
Yeah.
Like the way many people say, we are not letting people to think that the blood, Iranian blood, is cheap. Like you can just spill Iranian blood and then just get away with it.
All right.
And this, if you normalize this, if you set a standard like this, you're not going to be safe, and your children will not be safe. Many people, I mean, all of us, the whole humanity, we try to create a better world for the next generation.
Yes.
And they killed our next generation like this.
Yes.
Like yesterday, like how many pieces of the bodies?
68.
68
like body pieces. Based on the DNA,
imagine how
and
deep
scrutiny.
This. Yeah. How can you imagine how deep this runs?
That was really the Minab school and the Minab attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you
they cannot escape it. They cannot flee. You know, even when their administration is done, I think.
No. They cannot.
Because they will go to trial, that's right.
The blood of our children, this is, you spend your whole life, you're a father yourself. And if something like this, God forbid, happens to you, what would you? You spend your life, you make it a goal of your life to make sure that people are going to pay
justice
for it.
Justice is on, that's right. All right. So it has one legislative aspect and one emotional one, I mean, which is very much backed by this historical Shia culture and the which goes on. So which one do you think is more successful now? I mean, so based on the law system of the international bodies, some people do not have hope in that because we have our this notorious history of the West not doing anything about assassination of Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah or Sayyid Safiuddin or Yahya Sinwar or Ismail Haniyeh, you know, and all these freedom seekers all across the world. And the people of Gaza, the children of Gaza before our eyes, you know, the Rafah tents were on fire. They didn't do anything. Israel did a genocide. They didn't do anything. So targeted assassination here and there. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who was a nuclear scientist. Nothing happened. So do you believe that still we must go by and comply by, you know, all these international laws? Or no, let's go and, you know, do something directly by our own powers, you know, hands all across the world.
Well, of course, as we've seen, the international law means nothing, even though it's actually it's obviously written in international law that, as Sheikh Latifi said, that we can eliminate a threat. Yes. But we have to disregard that and have no trust in international law and just proceed then with the rationality of Islamic law.
Yes, yes.
To obviously basically guarantee survival of the people in this country and guarantee the survival of the Islamic Republic itself as a system. So it's the two of them, the people and the system.
Yes.
And obviously we know that obviously there is, we have rationality in there. So there's very many different reasons in there that we can cite. And obviously eliminating a threat,
yeah.
Just to stay with that is obviously the most important one, because it's true. For decades, there has been a threat, even if not, well, I suppose probably there always was a threat towards Shahid Rahba anyway.
Yes.
But there's always been a threat specifically towards commanders in the military. And then I suppose very much so also towards nuclear scientists. So that obviously has been going on for...
You know. And the world didn't take seriously target list of the Israel. Like we remember last year, just we can say published their targets, you know, and at top of the list were the pictures of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, yes. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Sistani, you know, and all these. There are two, you know, ways, whether the world knew it already that this is going to be done and based on an international consensus they did it, or they didn't take it serious. Yeah, I mean,
you know, the assassination of a head of a state is not something that takes place in moments or seconds that a person pushes the button of the missile. It's a process. They normalize talking about this and they make it a habit making headlines about this, like issuing some of those posters. And so this was a big project, media project, international relationship project, and unfortunately, from different side, people were silent and they were like treating it like these Zionists are rabid dogs and stuff like this. They're not serious. But then at the end of the day, you realize that, no, they are pulling it off and they are proud of it. So obviously, people on this side are not going to leave this. Maybe in the words of diplomats or not, they are not engaged with it. But the public discourse pretty much very seriously taken this seriously. Like, for example, people, as I told you once in one of these programs, they have bought these red flags and nobody told them. Yeah. Red flags means...
Hashtag kill Trump. Hashtag we must retaliate.
Yeah,
hashtag,
so
there will be blood.
This red flag in our culture signifies that there is a sea of blood between us and these people. And no MOU or nothing is gonna like fill it up. Like,
no.
So, and this is the only way that you can retain the safety and immunity for the next generation. So it's not restricted only for Trump. There's this chain of command. These people who were all involved in it. So people are going to go after them, are going to publish the addresses of their houses and where they live. Yes. This is the person who was actually in the chain of carrying out this thing against Minob and like the way they did to our scientists, that because the scientists had one project with Iranian military, we were allowed to kill him with all his family.
All right.
Now, this side, we don't say we're allowed to kill all the family all right. members. But that scientist, that person, that operator is mm-hmm. a target. Mm-hmm. And people are going to go after them. So that to make, and there is a historical precedent for
yes.
that. Like those pilots, Iraqi pilots, who bombed Iranian cities.
Yes.
You remember, after the fall of Iraq, all of them were killed by
yes.
Iranians. Like
yes.
Iran made sure that yes. none of them would die in a natural death.
So, and we know that such a trauma will be with the war criminals forever. For example, the people that did such, you know, harsh, wild, you know,
yeah.
violent act against the people of
war
Vietnam.
War crimes. Yeah.
War criminals against the people of Vietnam or, for example, Japan, you know, all of them.
If you don't kill them, they're going to commit suicide themselves.
Yeah,
that's part of it.
Suicide.
But you make sure that you make a lesson for other criminals mm-hmm. that, okay, this is not a nation you're going to...
Flight 565, the Iranian one, the
yes.
one in Persian Gulf,
yeah.
that was attacked. That's it. So do you believe that there is a gap between the rhetoric and the action in taking retaliation and the revenge? I mean, from these people, because, for example, when Shahid Soleimani got martyred, we promised the people to do so. Okay, I mean, we will take the revenge. It will be a hard retaliation and intiqam-e sakht. But some people might think that nothing happened, or I don't know, maybe some bases were attacked or something, but that was not that much hard enough. So some say that if it was hard already, they didn't dare to, for example, come and kill, for example, a leader.
Yeah, well, obviously there is a rationale behind it. And obviously back then the bases were attacked and there were some traumatic happenings. So
yeah.
I would say it's probably the first step mm-hmm. in the idea of retaliating, getting revenge. But obviously we could also then say, well, you know, how come things that are happening right now,
yeah.
retaliation's happening now, we could then say, oh, how come they weren't happening during the 12-day war?
Yes.
So there's always circumstances that have to be considered. So everything has to sort of be just right.
Mm-hmm.
So that obviously the strategy that's being pursued at the moment, that is also because everything, all these other circumstances are right, basically. So everything is prepared. So we don't know. The military has the ultimate strategy, obviously following on from the leader. So obviously there would have been reasons why, for example, what we see happening now, for example, retaliation against all the difference of U.S. bases.
Bases, that's right.
Back then, after Soleimani was martyred,
yes.
we had different conditions.
Yes.
Totally
okay.
different.
Sheikh Latifi, you know, let's compare these two mindsets. For example, in the Shia culture, the blood martyrdom, you know, has a significant value.
Mm.
And the Western leaders or the Western powers, by killing Shia leaders like Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, will empower this type of feeling among the people. But now, if we go on and retaliate or take their revenge by killing the people whose blood has no value in the system, are we doing justice to our leaders or not? I mean, because in their mindset, killing them has nothing to do with the martyrdom or the value of the blood or shedding blood
yeah.
or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that's part of the calculation of people after the martyrdom of Hazrat Qasem Soleimani.
Yes.
They said, okay, if even if we get them killed, it's not be equal. It's not proportionate.
Mm-hmm.
So because of this inequality in the equation, we need to do take some steps that it's actually proportionate to the crime. But the historical precedence that we have is the story of Karbala. In the story of Karbala, after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, we have retaliation on different levels.
Right.
So there are certain levels of retaliation that are necessary but not enough. So Mukhtar, he killed all those people who were involved in the killing of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But still the retaliation continues. You know, Ya Litharat al-Hussein does not finish with
yes.
the campaign of Mukhtar. So it doesn't mean that we should not go after those people who were directly involved. No, yeah, that is part of it, but it's
all
not
right.
enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because the position of the Na'ib, of the Imam of the time,
yes.
is not comparable to anyone else.
Okay.
Like, so even if you take, and this disproportionity is not something that we only have it. They themselves claim they have disproportionate. opportunity. This lunatic killer, he says that, for example, if you kill one American soldier, we're going to kill 200 people of you. Like, why? Because because they want to set the borders. They they know if the thing turns against them, they cannot stop the flood of the hatred of the populations in the world against them.
Right.
And in our side, in a different way, we say no. Disproportionality is there because you are some pedophiles that you deserve death even before committing this crime.
Right.
So even if we kill you, it's not something that we say, okay, we settled on this.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're going to make sure that we do something proportionate to the crime that you committed against us. And that's one of them for expelling all American troops from our region. This is one thing.
And just compare the death of, for example, Senator Lindsey Graham with the martyrdom of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
Oh,
okay,
please.
For just one flower, just in a house, you know, and all in the social media referring to him as the main killer of the people of Palestine.
He was even hated by American people. Can you make an equation like that?
No, yeah, I mean, the death is over there. And
he was a homo. Sexual person who did not have a children, but he spent his entire life sending other people's children to war and getting them killed in genocide.
That's right.
He was such a vile person. He did not have a family, but he made sure that he could spend everybody's children into war and getting them killed for Zionists.
That's it.
So he was hated by Americans. No, there's no equation there.
Okay, that's it. And the funny news is that his sister was endorsed by Donald Trump as the head of the Senate. I mean,
and we are accused of being like
nepotism or favoritism. Just go on, come on. That's it.
Democracy,
so-called. The record type of democracy. But still, the ethics of the war is over there. And the war.
Yeah, there are principles of justice, principles of...
For example, we are not allowed to hit the families. We are not allowed to kill, for example.
Yeah, they bring down the whole neighborhood. And one of the things that stop us from doing so is because we are not as wild as, I don't know how to put it, as savage as they are.
Yeah, they're savage.
Because you have to calculate very carefully and you have to carry it out. But they don't care. They just bring down the whole neighborhood because of one scientist.
They don't care. That's it. Thank you. Thank you very much. And still, the Muslims believe that the true retaliation and revenge is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? And for example, the people are only the tools in this way, you know. Mm. At the end of the day, the blood of the martyrs would not be spilled for nothing. I mean, the justice will be done toward the true blood of the martyrs especially. And the killers the justice will be done, inshallah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the killers of the leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, high-ranking official scientists, and the civilians, beautiful souls of schoolgirls and boys of Minab School, inshallah. Sheikh Latifi, Sister Zainab, thank you very much for a nice elaboration regarding targeted assassination on the Zayo American forces by Islamic Republic of Iran. It was very kind of you. Thank you much, dear listeners, for being with us on IRIB English Radio. For more information, visit our website, iranradio.irt. Another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted, 'cause I know that one day suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me. Allah.